Now we come to intracranial hypertension headache, headache attributed to elevated CSF pressure. Papilledema is very, very important thing to keep in mind when we talk about this condition. A headache is complaint is one of the complaints where we strongly recommend at least once on the at least maybe the first encounter with the patient to do a careful fundoscopic exam. And sometimes, if we're not quite sure, then referral to have a dilated fundoscopic exam through an ophthalmologist or optometrist is certainly recommended. This type of headache does not have very specific features, so it's a differential for any headache that you feel it does not fit the clear description of the of other common headaches. Because of the increased intracranial pressure, it's common that the patient will have other complaints, including tinnitus, visual disturbance, and other more specific cranial neuropathies. All these symptoms, you know, to some degree, are a result of some compression on different cranial nerves, whether the eighth or the optic nerve or other cranial nerves. And commonly, you want to consider the sixth cranial nerve as a red flag to make you think that this could be a case of increased intracranial pressure. Secondary causes, secondary cases, well, that's whenever you have a space-occupying lesion in the brain intracranially that is increasing the pressure, things like hemorrhage, tumor, and problems with venous drainage because of cerebral venous sinus thrombosis. The idiopathic cases of increased intracranial pressure is what we refer to as pseudotumor cerebri, meaning this is a case where the patient has headache, they have papilledema, suggesting that there is increased intracranial pressure. Imaging of the brain shows no evidence of any structural lesion that would explain the increased intracranial pressure, then you're going to consider this as an idiopathic case. Etiology is not, it is still debatable. However, most likely it's because of an impaired CSF absorption at the arachnoid granulations into the dural venous sinuses. The treatment, the only approved or proven effectively effective treatment is weight loss. Pseudotumor cerebri commonly is correlates with obesity, generally speaking, in a young female. So weight loss certainly improves the headache, if not completely resolves with weight loss. Now, apart from that, if that's not possible or if it's not effective, then reducing the pressure will give usually quick and good relief from the headache. So doing a large volume LP, even if it's periodic. So you did one LP and the patient felt much better. It may go for a few days, weeks, months, and then headaches start to come back, then you can do another LP. Now, if we're needing frequent LPs, that's obviously not ideal. Well, that's the time where you're going to use a ventricular peritoneal shunt to help. So it's a step that we usually reserve to the end. As far as the medications, acetazolamide, which is a diuretic, is commonly used in combination sometimes with topiramate. Now, those again do not have very strong evidence that they are effective in pseudotumor cerebri. However, they are very commonly used. The one complication that you want to be always careful with and clarify to the patient is vision loss due to compression on the optic nerve by the increased intracranial pressure. And if there are real concerns about visual disturbance, then it's very important to proceed with fenestration of the optic nerve sheath to make sure that we don't end up with permanent vision loss.